naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
This time, maybe it won't. I don't know. Maybe there's a glitch in the matrix. It's funny, every time I put a title on the video, it locks up my camera, which is kind of weird. Maybe it doesn't like my title. I don't know. I find it kind of strange. I find it kind of peculiar. How you doing, everybody? Iggy Garcia here. I'm Iggy Garcia live, the Naked Shaman. I call myself the Naked Shaman because shit can get raw sometimes. So sometimes we have to just strip down and let go of all the things that we think we believe and just allow spirit to just guide us and lead us. And that's kind of what I was trying to do today. And I think spirit just wanted me to relax a little bit because I was being a little too serious about what I was going to share today. And so here we are. Here we are. And I hope that this broadcast is working. Those of you who are on Facebook and can see me, I can see myself moving now, so that must mean I'm doing okay. I'm also on Instagram here live, so we're doing two shows at the same time, or two social media platforms at the same time, and hopefully that works out okay for us. So let's just ask the universe to guide us and protect us and hold us and get us in space. But like we do every show, we light a candle to our ancestral lineage, give thanks to those who came before us, those people who laid the groundwork, the foundation for who we are and what we're doing. So here we are. We give thanks to mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, everybody that you connect with, and those who we don't even have memories of, people who came before us who we don't even know who they are and what they did and what they you know, brought to the table. So we will hold this candle and we'll give thanks to them. So for those of you who were wondering what's going on with the show, every time I would type a title, it would get locked up. It was kind of strange. That was weird. Never seen anything like that. Maybe that's what's been happening with my show. Maybe I just title them after I'm done. But anyhow, so thank you, ancestors. Thank you for holding space. We're also going to light some sage here. Get ourselves ready, prepare ourselves, get us in a good frame of mind. And Sherry, good to see you. I'm glad you're able to join us. I'm glad that you can hear me. Glad that it's working. So here we go. All right, let that burn while the show is going on. Also have my Shaman Heart here. Place it here. Give thanks and honor myself as well. Because I'm just as part of it as everything as you are. So we're all in this together. So my Shaman Heart, which is actually a little mushroom. You know, a little mushroom that fell off one of the trees there. And I took it and I adorned it and decorated it with the colors of the medicine wheel of the Inca flag colors. So I wanted to welcome everybody. It's good to see you. I have been away for probably a good month, and a lot of it has to do with the eye injury that I suffered October 3rd. You know, just went to do some drumming and then went to put away my drums and, you know, I got hit square in the eyeball. But little by little, my sight is coming back. It's kind of like a little Instagram filter. So there's part of it I can see, part of it it's still kind of cloudy, kind of like a little bit smoky, but I can see better. I can start to read things a little bit better now when I have both my eyes open. It works pretty good. So everybody, I hope everybody's doing well, because right now the country is in a state of what is going on, what is happening, which direction are we going to sway, which direction are we going to go. All I know is this: there's more of us than them, so let's get that straight and to the point. Whatever way we decide to go, or whatever way it goes, I hope that we can all get along. I hope that we all can see each other as human beings. And I know that people have crap, and I know people have beliefs, and people have things that they don't necessarily, maybe aren't congruent with yours or in alignment with yours. But either way, take some water here because it's getting a little. Because what I'm about to say is not a popular belief. Forgiveness. Sometimes we have to forgive people, and that's hard. You know, some of us have did away, have cut off relationships with people that we don't love, or we do love. Let's change. Let me backtrack. There are people we love, but they don't agree with us, and we don't agree with them, and so we decided to go our separate ways because we don't want to be in that energy. We don't want to be around people who are like that. But yet, you love these people and you miss them, and they are sorely missing you. But since you can't see, because we're blinded by the belief systems that have been portrayed and put forth before us by politicians, by people who are in power, people who control everything, and people who feed us the things that they want to feed us and the things that they want to give us, we have created these walls, these mysterious walls, where my friend is no longer my friend because my friend believes this way or that way. Oh, my friend is a radical this way, or my friend is radical that way, or my friend is too right wing this way and too left wing that way. You know, the only wings I want are chicken wings, personally, honestly. You know, and I'm here to tell you, you know what? What's more important, your friendship with somebody? Something that you can foster and build and create and come to a common ground and understand that you both are going to be completely different and not agree? Isn't it important that the relationships that you made with people, you know what? Maybe they don't listen to you. Maybe they don't give you time. Maybe they don't want to give you the moment of time to say, hey, you know? Maybe you're not giving them the moment in time to say, hey, you know? The point is, we could be angry and upset and pissed off about everything that we see right now. And be frustrated and say, well, Iggy, you don't understand, Iggy. You don't understand. You don't get it. No, I get it. I get it very well what's going on. We have been separated. We have been parted. We have been put into camps. We have been put into places where we have to decide that we're going to be over here with all these people because they all believe like we do. And we have to be over here with all these people because they all believe like we do. And then you find and you look across the way, you go, well, my friend's over there. And they look across and they're going, my friends over there, are they bad? Are they racist? Are they radicals? Do you remember why you made friends with people? Did you ever wonder why the people that are in your life were there? Are they there to teach you a lesson? Are they there to teach you something important? Or are you just gonna chop and throw everything away because one man, one ideology changed everything? You know, the ideology of your mind. Your personal mind, the thing that's between your two ears, should be able to distinguish and discern between what a friendship is and what a friendship's not. I get it. I understand. I have it in my family. I have people who have separated themselves from me because the way I think, oh, maybe I don't take a stance one way or another. Because I have friends on both sides of the curtain, you know? I have friends in the this camp, and I have friends in this camp, and I have friends in that camp, and I have friends in this camp. And I have to try to understand them and get to know them, even if they don't want to get to know me, even if they don't want to understand my point of view and my direction and what I think. It's easy to discard people. It's easy to find the fault in everybody. It's magical how easy it is to find wrong in another person. But yet, it's so difficult to find it in ourselves sometimes. Oh, but he's bad. She's bad. We can't have her in our group because of this or that. You know, when will we heal? When will we come together? Oh, we'll come together when everybody on that side decides that what they're doing to that side is wrong. Okay. I guess we ain't healing for a while because both sides feel that they're right. Three sides, four sides, five sides, six sides. Everybody thinks they're right. Where's the commonality? Where's the common ground? Is politics the thing that separates us? Is that what we're going to allow, that politics separates us? Because that's what politicians want. That's what the establishment wants. The establishment wants us all, okay? They don't want us to get along, because when we get along, we're more powerful. But now we have to fight each other because, oh, look at these poor souls here. We have to save these poor souls here because if they don't, come on, people. I get that some things are not good and some things, ideologies are bad, but you don't have to own them. But understand that the people that care about you really care about you. They just think differently. If everybody thought the same, then we'd all just be robots, right?
Hello.
Okay. So my point is this. I'm not telling you to go and do whatever you want. I'm going to go and try to fix relationships if they're fixable. There are some people who don't want you back. And that's something you just got to get over. You just got to move forward and move on. And some of you have destroyed relationships that they may never come back. And you may want them back. The only thing you can heal and the only thing you can really work on is yourself. The only thing I can truly work on is how I feel and how I project outwardly to the world. That's the only thing that I can really do. It's the only thing I have any control of. I don't have any control of what my friends feel or how my significant other feels. No, I don't have any control, okay, how they feel. How my children, you know, my dog, my cat, my fish. But yet we're all in some way dependent on one another. You know, we all need each other to some degree. But we come together with our ideas. So the wounded pieces and parts of me are seeing the things that are wounded and different in parts in other people. You know, we have to understand too, as we evolve as a galactic community, we are a galactic community. We are a universal community. And we're going to change. We're going to evolve. We're going to expand. And I think that's where a lot of the issue is. A lot of expansion is happening. And a lot of people don't understand what that means and what that entails. What it means is you have to learn to adjust. I have to learn to adjust. We all have to learn to adjust to this new world. Not new world order. Just this new world period. You have people who come with different ideas. The new young people who are coming have different value systems than the ones that we've created. These value systems are not wrong or right. They just create new value systems. And a lot of us can't handle that. A lot of us old guard, a lot of us old energy can't handle that because it's too different. You know, and I struggle too to try to understand sometimes the youth and my children and the thinking and the way they look at the world. You know, sometimes I see the world black and white and sometimes I see it gray. But I also understand that everybody thinks in the way they need to think. Everybody feels in the way they need to feel. And everybody goes in the places they need to, where they feel more comfortable. So that's what's going on in the world, is that it's expanding, it's changing, it's going through a metamorphosis, it's going through a change. And change can be changes can be very uncomfortable. So for me to tell you, hey, you need to make up with that person, that's just my wishful thinking, so people can get along and move in the right direction. But that's just my wishful thinking, my belief, what I want. And it may not happen, may never happen. It may never be that. But it doesn't mean I can't stop thinking about that. I can't stop feeling that I would like to see peace on Earth, just like the next person. Maybe there's other people who don't want to see peace on Earth, who don't want to feel the peace on Earth. Okay? But how do we heal ourselves? Well, it's a process. It's a very delicate, and it's a very, very, I don't know how you want to call it, very crucial step in our life for us to move into the next episode, the next adventure in our life. You know, sometimes we wake up in the morning, and sometimes we wake up and we feel great, and we're ready to take on the world. And sometimes we wake up and we just feel lousy. And I think it's just a matter of changing our perception, changing our thinking, and moving into that direction where it gets us in that place of mind. So many of us, we take the small things for granted. You know, I tried when I, not always all the time, but I try very hard. I try very delicately to wake up every morning and say, thank you. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you very much for this opportunity to have this miracle of life, to wake up one more day and breathe and be part of it. And I have 24 hours to 12 hours to do something very great and amazing. I have the opportunity to build something, do something, create something, or I also have the ability to do absolutely nothing and just enjoy the day and let it be. But every day that we wake up, it's a blessing. It's a prayer answered. Because not everybody wakes up. And one of our destinies, one of our things that we'll always have to do, we will pass. We will go back to the earth. We will return. Because that's how we are. We're made from the clay of the earth. So how do we enjoy life, and what do we do with life while it's in front of us? Well, that's where our imagination kicks in. That's where the things inside of our head and the things we can create are there. Our minds are kind of like, just think of yourself like a video game. You're just leveling up every time. I watched a video where you're a video game, okay? And you're leveling up as a child, you're leveling up. You don't have a lot of levels because you're still learning and you're still adapting. And as you become a teenager, you get more levels. And as an adult, you get more levels. And then as an adult, you have the choice to level up to make a lot of money, make no money, you know? Present yourself in ways. It's about, you know, what's in our heart, what's in our spirit, what's in our soul. And it's also about the programming that came along with us along the road. Because a lot of us have programming. A lot of us have culture. A lot of us have religion. A lot of us have belief systems that are taught to us, given to us by our parents, by our ancestors, by our families. And a lot of us find new places to learn, new places and new people to learn from. And that's where we're at. So I don't know what it's going to take to heal the world, let alone my world, and let alone this country. But I know it takes an effort on my part, an effort on your part, to make the difference and to try to understand what we're seeing, what is presented in front of us. Right now, in front of us is presented a great opportunity to do some very great, amazing things. Will we do it? I don't know. You know, because we are wounded children. We walk around with the wounds that hurt us, the things that hurt us. We've all been hurt by something or someone or a situation or an event in our lives. And these events mold us and change us, and and it really affects who we are. And then when we have children, sometimes if we're not healed and we're not moved to those wounds, then we pass those wounds along, because we pass those ideologies and those belief systems along. It doesn't even have to be a biological child. It could be an adopted child. So we are very powerful beings. We are very powerful. What comes out of our mouth is heard. What comes out of our emotions is heard. People feel that energy. They feel it. And it's locked, ingrained into their belief system. You know, when people use bad words, you know, sticks and stones may break our bones, but words will never hurt me. That used to be one of those things we used to say when we were kids. At least when I was growing up, that was a big part of, you know, how we made fun of each other, or how we picked each other. Sick each other, you know, but I would rather fight somebody than sometimes hear some of the things that came out of people's mouths. You know? And not to change the story too much, but growing up as a Latin kid, I heard a lot of stuff. And it's pretty amazing that people come up with these things and hurt people in the way they do. But I'm white complected Latino, so I also have the other side. I've been treated really good too. And I've seen where people have been treated bad because someone perceived me as being a white man. I've seen it. I've been it. I don't dwell and live there, but I've had those feelings. I've had those experiences. You know, my son and I had this conversation about the white privilege, the privilege that is, you know, sometimes given. It's not even given. It's just what it is, you know. You know, when there was the conquest, when there was imperialism and stuff like that, you know, that all brought all that. But there's a big shift right now, big shift in the world, where the people who were slaves, the people who were oppressed and controlled, are now rising up, and now they're coming into control. They're coming into power. They're coming into their own. They're starting to take over, because that old energy is starting to slip away little by little, bit by bit. But it takes time. It's one of those things that just doesn't happen overnight. It takes thousands of years sometimes. Maybe 500, 1,000, who knows. Maybe 5 years, maybe 1 year, we can change things. I know that I'm hopefully and I'm thinking and I'm wishing for things to come. But they're not wishes, they're prayers. I put prayers out to say, hey, you know what? Let's live in a better world. Not just for my children, but also for me and for you. Because we're in it, we're living it. Why not enjoy the benefits and the fruits of it now versus later? Because if we enjoy it now, we learn it now, the next generation will do better. We always say we're going to do better, we're going to help the next generation, that we're going to do this and we do that so that our children can have this and they can have that. But it starts with us. It starts with the people who are here right now because we're borrowing all this stuff from them. You know, what we use up, they won't have. So this is one of those things that we have to really think about as we progress in through humanity. So my topic today, which I got off topic a little bit, which is normal by my standards, is healing circles. How do we heal? How do we create healing amongst each other? How do we work into that healing aspect? All of you come from different backgrounds, different, you know, religious denominations and belief systems, and so in those systems they have healing circles, they have healing prayers, they have things that they do, meditation, you know. It's something that we can't fall away from. It's something that we have to keep going, something that we have to keep ingraining in ourselves. Meditation, prayer, you know, communication, talking, working, all of us working together and say, hey, I see you. I don't agree with you, but I see you and I honor you and love you. But how do we get past the differences? How do we move from the differences without saying, hey, I'm done with you, blah, 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 because you're this, you're team A and I'm team B. We can't be friends, but you know, that's, like I said, that's easy to do. That's easy to do is to discard somebody or someone. So I'm a big believer of spontaneous healing. I'm a big believer that what we put out, we receive. Okay. And some of you will call it karma, some of it is cause and effect. But I'm also a big believer that healing circles work. Healing circles are very powerful, where people set their intentions and set their beliefs in order to help somebody else heal and help other people heal. I really, really believe that. I really, really believe that when we focus our heart and our mind and our spirit in the right directions, that we can do some very amazing magical things. And so that's kind of where I'm at today. And so I want to send out powerful love. I want to send out powerful healing to the world, in my heart, to your heart, that we can all work together to heal each other's wounds, to heal each other's inner children, to heal each other's inner spirits. I have friends right now who are very sick and very ill with COVID, people who are not well. And so they need a lot of healing. And I want to send them a lot of love. I want to send them a lot of energy, a lot of good stuff, so they can get back to their lives, get back to their families, get back to their friends. Sending them love, remote healing, sending them the energy that they need in order to progress into the place they need to be. It's not hard to do. It's very simple. But it has to be in your heart. It has to be like, it has to be there. It has to be like, you have to believe that it's going to happen for you as much as it's going to happen for them. Because when you send healing to somebody else, when you send healing to another person, you're healing too. So you have to believe that the healing that they're receiving, you're receiving back, that you're both symbiotically working in this healing process, remotely or physically in front of you. That's how these healing circles work. This is how healing works one-on-one. Is when I send out healing to you, there's a part of you that receives the healing, and there's another part of you that receives back to me, because we're connected. Every person that you're connected to in this world is not here by chance. Every person that you are engaged with has been presented to you as a gift to observe or to engage or to be part of. So that's where the magic is. That's where a lot of things reside, is with you. Now, everybody can heal themselves and everybody can heal others when they put their heart in the place of understanding. When we stop thinking here and we start thinking here, because you know, here and here are two different types of brains. Heart medicine, heart energy, and the heart medicine is different then the mind energy, the logical energies that come through here, and the creative energies. The heart is unconditional. The heart loves. The heart can be also very cold and shut off when it's not appreciated, when it's not loved. And that happens to a lot of people. A lot of people get very hurt and triggered when their heart and medicine isn't engaged. So how do we let go of that? How do we open our heart medicine? How do we say, you know, it's very simple. It's just like, open. Receive. Let go. Receive, let go. Receive what is good. Let go of what's not needed. Let it be recycled back to the universe. Let it go back to the space and the place that it needs to be. So many of us throw so much energy around that we don't even realize that we just spray. It's like your cat when he's spraying. It's the same way. You're like, your energy has to be directed in a very positive way. So what we're going to do, what I'm going to attempt to do, is those of you who would like to receive healing, and those of you who watch the show later can actually use this energy, this video, for healing. One thing that you might want to do is get some sage for yourself. It clears and cleanses, moves the energy, creates that positive energy, cleansing energy. So, one of the biggest things when we do this work, this energy, this healing work, is to invite the right energies to help you, to guide you. Those right energies that will bring energy into your space, into your place, into your heart, into your spirit, into your soul. So we say Great Spirit or God or the universe or higher self, we ask that you make me a hollow bone, to make me a facilitator for this energy, to help myself heal, to help another one heal, so we can help each other heal. We present with our left hand the energy flowing through, and through our right hand as the conduit moving the energy. And together, they're both, once they're inside of us, we use them energy. So we believe and we feel the energy in our body. We feel that energy moving through us, coursing through us. And we say, I love you. And love opens up doors. And then, you know, it'll be weird at first when you say, I love you. Because love is a very powerful, charged word, because love means a lot of things. And just, you're saying I love you to yourself, to the other. And we send energy. And we send prayers. So I send energy and I said love and a prayers from God, from the universe, universal energy, from higher self, to help heal those who are wounded, those who are hurt, those who are suffering through mental illness, those who are suffering through COVID-19, those who are suffering from relationship problems, helping those, and sending energy, healing energy. And those who are willing to receive the energy, and they have to want to be willing to receive. If you're not willing to receive, then don't receive it. Sending love and energy to those who are hurting, those who really need to feel the love and the energy flow through them. I ask Great Spirit to unlock the locked places in their heart, to move that energy, to move those closed off places, to open them, to allow them to flow with love, to fill them with hope, to fill them with energies of love, peace, and joy. For we've held on too long. Great Spirit, I ask that you help my brothers and sisters in this time of need, this place where they are so hurt and so wounded that they can't even see the hurts and the wounds. They just know that they are so frustrated and so angry and so bothered and so triggered
by things in the world, things of others. They're triggered by themselves and the belief systems that they've created. They're triggered by the things that have duped them and the things that have duped others. They are triggered and hurt by the words that they've heard, the words that they've said to others. I ask them that they forgive themselves, that they move the energy inside themselves to let it go and release it and feel it. What is in them or what is in me? What is familiar? What we're both sharing, what we're both carrying? What is the story between us since we're friends? What is the story between us since we're enemies? What is the story between us since we're all in a place of hurting? Great Spirit, I just ask that you bestow on us the energies of life, Earth Mother, Sky Father, the dirt, the air, the moon, the stars, the sun. All the energies flow into us as we are the hollow bone together to let the energies flow, to unlock our broken hearts, to open our hearts, to take in and to invite the beautiful and loving energy, to try to understand what unconditional love means, to allow another human being to love us, for us to love another human being, to also create healthy limits and boundaries between humans and ourselves and nature, to understand that nature is a big part of us. We do not live without nature. Nature is magical. Nature is real. She's as real as the car you drive. As she changes, as she metamorphoses, as she brings the winds and she brings the rains, she's also very gentle and very kind. And she loves you. Great Spirit, we ask that you bring healing to all of us, our planet, to every creature, to every molecule, to every virus, to every germ, that you bless us all, that you bless everything, for all my relations means everything. We are not separate from nothing. We are connected to everything that is on this planet. Everything that lives on this planet is connected to us, and we are connected to it. Everything in the universe is connected to us as we are connected to it. There's nothing through infinity that we're not connected to. We are connected to every single aspect, every star, every moon, every planet, every asteroid, everything seen and unseen that moves through the galaxy, that moves through our personal life, that moves through the world, that moves through our friendships and our relationships. Great Spirit, I ask, and I hope that you hear with all my heart and might, that you hear our prayers. Sometimes we don't know what to say because we're so wounded and so hurt. So, Great Spirit, we call out. And for those of you who believe in God, call out and pray to God. For those of you who believe in Jesus, pray to Jesus, call out. For those of you who believe in something, pray to higher self. They hear you. You have to believe that they hear you. You have to open your heart and your mind that they hear you, that they are there, they're present. Your ancestors are with you each and every day. They watch you, protect you, they honor you, they put things before you. The guardian angels are there with you. They walk with you. They work with you. The guardian angels love you, and they need you as much as you need them, for they need something to do, something to move, the energy. Our ancestral lineage moves through our body, through every core, through every DNA strand in our body, through every cell. We are not just who we think we are. We are many. We are many people. And our cells is a miracle, for each cell divides and moves and creates and makes us who we are. We are who we are because of the magic of the universe and the splitting and the creating and the metamorphosis of who we are. As we digress, as we progress, we start to break down. Our body begins to age. Our body begins to wither and return back to its natural state, back to the earth, back to the mother, back to the universe, back to the light, back to the sunshine, back to the stars, back to everything. And then we become recycled, and we become reborn. Our spirit never dies, for its untapped energy. Our soul continues. And then one day, we return and we become part of it again. So, Great Spirit, I ask for healing for those who need healing and those who are open to the healing. Send them love, send them energy, send them all the beautiful things they need to see. Send them all the love. Heal their lungs, heal their wounds, heal their minds, heal their bones. Heal my bones, heal my lungs, heal my eyes. I ask that as me, for myself, as I ask for others. And we pray together. The prayers that we are indoctrinated with, the prayers that we believe in the hearts that we believe in, I pray and I send. Dear Spirit, give us hope. Give us the momentum to do better, to make humanity grow stronger and more powerful. Great Spirit, we are your children and we are here to learn. And as we learn, we progress and we grow. Give us the strength and give us the energy. Give us the courage to do better with ourselves and with others. For we know some relationships will never return, some will never come back. We can also forgive ourselves and move forward and give thanks for the opportunity to have that experience and to have been part of that experience. Negative or positive, we give thanks. Thank you, Great Spirit, for this opportunity to be able to speak words and to share words that are come from my heart, from my spirit, and from my soul, that I was able to channel through you, with you. And with that, Great Spirit, I say thank you. Oh. So, my friends, that's basically how we do healing. We heal ourselves. And it's very powerful. Great Spirit is with us. You know, it's kind of like the air is with us all the time. We have air with us, right? It never really leaves us. It's with us. It's kind of like the moon. It's with us, never really leaves us. It's like the sun. It's there and never really kind of leaves us. It's always there with us. So we have to look at things sometimes in a practical mind. When I talk about the ancestors being with us, they never leave us, right? It's just think of the air that you breathe every day. It's always there with us. As long as we're doing the things that allow us to breathe, right? As long as we're connected to the air. So that's how sometimes we have to think about things. They're there. Sometimes we don't have to see them. Sometimes they're not visible. But either way, we give thanks. So giving thanks and forgiveness is very powerful. It's not always very comfortable. It's not always the things that we really want to do. But it is one of those things that will get us in a better frame of mind. There are things that have happened to us that we will have to take time for them to heal. They will take time for us to move into that place. So hopefully you were able to feel, able to release, let go, excuse me, of whatever you need to let go of. Because right now we have a lot of people who are very confused, very hurt, very lost. And there's a part of you, if you see that, is also part of you and them is in you and you're in them. You're also an observer of these things and how you can fix or work or make the things better for the world. So that's kind of where we're at. That's kind of where we're moving, in the direction that we're moving. As a collective mind, as a collective society, even as a world, we're all in it together. We have to take care of this Earth Mother. This Earth Mother is very powerful. She loves you. But she also understands her survival. And her survival is, if you get in the way, she will cleanse you. She will move you. Not that she wants to. It's just part of what she does. So anyways, my friends, just go out there and be the change It's good to be here. Ho'oponopono, matakuyasin, irisikwi, namaste. All the things that you are connected with, you resonate with, take that with you in your heart. So I will see you next time on Iggy Garcia Live. Hopefully you took something in this story that I shared today, that something resonated with you, something was enough for you, something that was good for you. Take care. Be well.